I want to ask you a big question. But first, I want to give you a moment to get ready. Don't worry, this isn't a hard question. It isn't overly personal either. But it is an important question, and you don't want to overthink the answer. Are you ready? Take a moment. Breathe in. Breathe out. Here it is. What is the happiest moment you can remember? You got it? What is it? I bet it's amazing. My answer is simple. My wedding. It was absolutely over-the-top beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that to score some extra brownie points with my bride, Lynn. Although if you're married, you know you can never have too many of those. Brownie points are earned by the drop and spent by the buckets. If you're not married, make a mental note. Brownie points are always good. Seriously, my wedding was beautiful. To this day, it was one of my happiest moments. We got married in Yosemite, in an Ansel Adams photograph. You know the kind I'm talking about. Black and white film stills of the Sierra Nevada backcountry, windswept and rugged, with no one but the mule deer and bighorn sheep for company. As a guy who grew up in New Jersey, I was blown away by the beauty of Yosemite National Park the first time I went there. I was on a road trip with a few buddies I grew up with, and we were checking out the national parks in California, southern Utah, and Arizona. But Yosemite was absolutely insane. As I looked around, I couldn't speak. I was used to the awe of being surrounded by huge buildings and millions of people, but now I was standing in the middle of the most majestic, awe-inspiring place I've ever seen. I found myself just spinning in a circle, my eyes glued to the crags and bluffs towering above me. If you've never been there, I hope you can visit it sometime. Words can't really describe it. Picture this. Almost 95% of the park, around 750,000 acres of land, is wild and mountainous, some of the most untouched wilderness we've got left in the United States. I wasn't kidding about the photo. Ansel Adams was captivated by Yosemite, which is why I'm sure you've probably seen the park in photos at some point, even if you've never been there. But the park is only the beginning of this story. Lynn always wanted to get married in Yosemite. During her childhood, she and her family would often visit this wonderful spot. It was one of her father and mother's favorite places, and it became even more special to Lynn when her mom passed away after a battle with cancer. When Lynn and I got serious enough to talk about marriage, we decided we wanted to get married at the Yosemite Valley Chapel. The chapel was originally built back in 1879, and it has that kind of old mountain chapel quality that hits you in all the right ways when you see it. It's located in the crook of the valley, and when you look around, you realize you are literally ringed on all sides by cliffs bigger than anything you've ever seen, pockets of meadows, and, as if it weren't breathtaking enough, an incredible view of Yosemite Falls. What could be more beautiful, romantic, and memorable than getting married in such a stunning spot and on the first day of spring? Lynn and I couldn't think of anything we'd like better. So imagine our excitement when we called the park service and a ranger told us that the chapel was available for that date. We couldn't believe our luck. But then we were told, well, given the time of year and our elevation, you've got a 50-50 chance of getting snowed out. And you might not be able to make it into the park to get married. And oh yeah, if that happens, you still need to pay us for the rental, even though you won't be able to get married that day. Not exactly what Lynn and I were hoping to hear. It was a real bummer. But if you know me at all, I realize that some of you may not know me, so here's a description. Tall, dark, and handsome. Well, at least the middle one. But I have been told that I have great hair. We said, if God wants it to happen, it'll happen. Let's just go ahead and plan it and pray that the park is open. And you probably have an idea how things went down. We got snowed out. No, we didn't get snowed out, you stinkers. By the way, I truly don't know how you smell, but I'm sure it's, oh, well, never mind. For the weeks leading up to our wedding, the weather was perfect. On the day we got married, it was the most beautiful day we could have hoped for. It was 75 degrees, with just a few wispy Bob Ross clouds in the sky. Purple wildflowers punctuated every stretch of green surrounding the chapel, and there was a single lingering pile of snow right in front, so all our little cousins and nephews could throw snowballs at each other. Confession, I threw a few snowballs at some specific family members. I'm not kidding when I say it was the ultimate wedding. But there was only one problem. At the start of the ceremony, my bride was nowhere to be found.